When you need mealtime inspiration, it's worth shopping Kroger. For thousands of appetizing ingredients that inspire countless mouthwatering meals. And no matter what tasty choice you make, you'll enjoy our everyday low prices, plus extra ways to save, like digital coupons worth over $600 each week, and up to $1 off per gallon at the pump with points. So you can get big flavors and big savings. Kroger, fresh for everyone. Fuel restrictions apply. At Kroger Pharmacy, CARE is making it easy to get vaccinated. CARE is helping you stay protected from flu, COVID, and RSV. Seasonal vaccines are available 7 days a week with evening hours. CARE is giving you a shot at staying healthy this season. Walk in whenever is best and get multiple vaccines in one visit at your local Kroger Pharmacy. So come and get the protection you need while protecting those around you. Kroger Health, a world of care, is in store. Visit kroger.com/vaccines for more. Restrictions and exclusions apply. See site for details.
Welcome back to Hour 2 on a Monday. Steve Sipple, Jake Sorensen, Bill Bush on early break. Hour 2, as always, sponsored by our friends at Midwest Bank. Member
FDIC.
Location in South Lincoln at 27th and Jamie Lane, also at 70th and Pioneers. And what's going on today in Creighton, Nebraska with Shindaddy, Bill?
Well, Steve wanted to just get back to some basics and taking it to the street. Trying to go back in time a little bit when it was more popular. And what he's doing is promoting his 4 years interest-free car loans. 4 years if you hitchhike over 14 miles to the station. He's bringing back hitchhiking. He wants to promote hitchhiking.
Nice.
Now, the people used to just take to the open road when people want to get around.
Wait a second.
Back in the day, they just hitchhiked. That's what they did.
You got to hitchhike to where?
To Creighton, to the bank. If you hitchhike over 14 miles to the bank, you are now eligible for a 4 year interest-free car loan.
Incredible.
4 years interest-free car loan. All they got to do is just say, yep, I hitchhiked from Norfolk.
You don't see him.
You don't see him anymore. No, and it was great. Back in the 70s, very normal. And to pick people, just people just go, I want to go to Denver. How do I going to go? I'll just hitchhike.
A little more normal.
It was better times.
God, you never.
But it was. It was better times. People hitchhiking.
It is better times.
Yeah, it was.
It was. It was better times.
Okay, so you got to prove that you hitchhiked more than 14.
More than 14 miles. One thing. Yeah, that's it. That's all you have to prove. Then you're up for it. So it's like, hey, listen, I'd like to get this car at Borgman Auto today in Creighton. Oh. And I'm, well, how much is it? Well, it's $32,000. Well, that's fine. We have to pay a penny interest wise. For 4 years. That helps you a lot.
Because you hitchhike.
That's a big deal. If you just hitchhike over.
You just hit on something. Like, you don't see hitchhikers. I don't want to say you don't, because occasionally you do. But not very often.
No, and it was common.
I'm trying to think of the last one I saw.
My mother-in-law, Roseanne Vertiska, picked up hitchhikers all the time. All the time. Yeah, just they probably a little down their luck. Just need a ride. That's how she looked at it. It wasn't like
anything. Could write a book about
that,
right?
It wasn't anything like crazy or anything like that. Laura, chime in if you're listening. Laura, the kids would be in the car. They would just pull over and, okay, let's give them a ride. Hop in. Just give them a ride.
I trust
better times.
For an extended time?
I don't think it's extended. Probably, it's probably more like I'll get them to Omaha or something.
God, that's
but
still
you,
good.
But you
good
saw, over kids. But you saw someone all the time.
Yeah, you did.
Just trying to get from Columbus to Norfolk. How are you going to get there? And the best part, too, is like Jake just said, when they went by, they'd follow you with it. The thumb would follow, just
yeah,
like this.
Watching
it would,
you.
Yeah, just like that. So sometimes guy just walks, just all right, thumbs out.
Yeah, sometimes it's just this.
Just this, like that. But it's just boom. And a lot of times they have a backpack or something. There's like, oh, just, hey, I got to get to the next city. Can you imagine that?
Yeah, I wouldn't want to do it, but God dang.
Be an experiment. What if all of a sudden all three of us.
Hitchhikers.
What if all three of us just left here today and tried to get to Columbus? Just took off walking, see what happened.
Yeah, you guys would have a better shot than I would.
It would follow you. Yes.
Anyway, that's what's going on.
That's what's going on today.
You have a chance.
That's what's going on today at Midwest
Creighton.
Bank.
All right. Thank you, Shindaddy, for
bringing back hitchhiking.
14 miles. How did you come upon 14 miles?
Well, it's a little, they have to prove that they're further than Plainview. Okay. They have to show that they're further than Plainview is what they have to show. Yes.
So a good starting spot.
I would imagine if someone came in at 12.2, Steve would talk to him. I think if I could probably work with him a little bit if someone had had enough guts to go out and do it. So anyway, anybody arriving via the thumb, let us know.
Oh God, that is very inventive.
Thank you to Shin Daddy. He's the man. By the way, before I've got a question to ask the Breakers. Before that, Phil Ruhlman is on YouTube right now.
Phil.
Ruhlman Steakhouse. Ready for this, Sip?
Were they busy this weekend?
He says, Jake had a lot of Breakers at the Steakhouse this weekend. Thank you guys for what you did.
Yeah, they
No, thank you, Phil.
I've heard from people. I heard from people they had a lot of, yeah, it was a ton of people.
Ton of Breakers. I had people texting me that they were going.
Yeah.
Yes.
You're welcome, Phil. Thank you, Phil, for having us out there. It's great.
Yes.
This place sells itself, though. It really does.
It does.
It does.
It's a wonderful place.
John Benton, also. And
John Benton, who Chef has John his own Benton. Seasoning with his face on it.
With his face on it.
Chef John Benton.
Yes. Thank you.
That was a fun day on Thursday.
Ruhlman's.
Yeah, thank you. All right. I was reading Husker Online this weekend of On 3.
Hut, hut, hut.
Steve Sipple was writing this weekend. There's a lot of stuff on there. Sip was busy. Now, after the Georgia Tech Florida State game, Sip was writing his article, I believe, for Sunday. And read something that said Georgia Tech showed a path to beating a quality team with good special teams and offensive line play. Sip, you wrote that this weekend.
Steve.
Yeah.
Please talk.
I mean, I included that in a column. I mean, I just wondered if Nebraska could do that. I mean, Georgia Tech happened to win with, I mean, they won for a lot of reasons. But, you know, they did get good offensive line play, pushed around Florida State a little bit, ran for 190. And their kicker made a 44-yarder with intense pressure. Does Nebraska have a kicker that can do that? I don't know. I mean, and you cited Ryan Fitzgerald earlier.
I did.
Florida State kicked two big ones. You just got to see. You got to see if Nebraska can do that stuff. That's what I'm interested in.
Offensive line, again, people are always talking about the experience. They have a lot of years of experience in that line, a lot of starts. Left tackle, we don't know. Turner Corcoran is going to start there, but he's coming off a foot injury from last year. And, you know, if he stays healthy, then that line could be pretty solid. But you'd like to see Nebraska actually show that they can run the football this season and not quarterback run only.
Yeah, I don't know what – well, it's not going to be quarterback run. You don't have that available.
Right, let us do that.
Right, so it's got to be more conventional run. I feel pretty good about the run blocking part. And I think they've had a pretty good camp here recently, the line as a whole. So I don't know. I mean, it's just one of those things where you got to kind of wait and see. See what it looks like Saturday. See what it looks like against Colorado. But it is a question. If you had two questions about Nebraska, it'd be the offensive line and the kicker. And that's, I mean, it just struck me. Georgia Tech was good in those two areas. Georgia Tech's pretty good, by the way.
I mean, they have a brutal schedule, which is going to be tough. They have a really brutal schedule. They're going to win. They're going to win numerous games.
Hold on.
You can just tell by watching. They're going to win numerous games.
God, I was struck by how they flew around on defense too.
They did. They did a really
nice
job.
They're good. They're legit. I don't know who's that coach.
Also, there's Brent Key. Brent Key is an offensive line.
Yeah.
Played offensive line. Coached offensive line. Takes a lot of pride in the offensive line. Yes. So there's a real reason why the team looks like they do. He has a clear vision of what he wants his team to look like. It was impressive. It was very, 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 very impressive how they handled it.
So you have their schedule, Sip. Yes. Georgia Tech.
So, yes, the next game's Georgia State. Not bad. In Atlanta. Then they go to Syracuse.
Not bad.
Mm-hmm. Then they have VMI.
Okay.
VMI.
Could be 4-0.
Okay. Yeah.
Could be a 4-0.
At Louisville will be tough. Duke. Then, you know, they get into their conference. At North Carolina. Well, they do play Notre Dame. On October 19th, yes, at Virginia Tech, Miami, NC State, at Georgia rivalry.
Oh, wow. It ends rough.
The last four or five
are tough. It's not horrible before that.
Ooh, it gets bad, though. You're right. Notre Dame.
Late October and November is terrible.
Yeah. Starting mid-October, really, at North Carolina,
that's
then
brutal.
Notre Dame, at Virginia Tech. They're supposed to be really good, the Hokies.
Yeah, potential playoff team, people are saying.
Miami Hurricanes.
Picked to win the ACC.
Mm-hmm. Yeah. NC State, tough this
really
year.
Good.
Yep, they're good.
The ultimate sleeper. Everyone's picked
Georgia.
Them as the sleeper.
You're right.
November is a bear for Georgia Tech.
Yeah, they did look good, though. I was impressed. It didn't look like a big upset to me on Saturday.
That's a team that they probably should be 4-0 with the schedule. Syracuse will give them a challenge, but they should be 4-0.
Absolutely.
You know, with that win against Florida State.
Yeah.
Also, the game was, I thought it was fairly clean. I didn't see a bunch of clean. What's going on?
What's clean?
Too many guys on the field. this is wrong. Procedure penalties.
There's only four penalties.
They can't even get out of their own way, type of thing. Didn't see that at all. Didn't see that at all. So that part was. You need to commend the coaching staff. That's great coaching when your team is prepared for what they have to. You didn't see substitution errors on special teams. Nope. You didn't see any of that stuff going on. That's great coaching on both sides.
Yeah, it was clean. Florida State. I don't know. I don't think they got the quarterback they need. That was my impression. Doesn't throw it downfield very well.
But was Clemson sad to see him go when he went to Oregon State? I have to think about that because he was a five-star going to Clemson, was okay there. Well, not great. Okay. Goes to Oregon State, was fine. They went 10 games last year. Then he goes to Florida State. I never think he's been like an incredible quarterback in his time in college football. He's been fine.
He's fine. He's all right. He's not bad. He just doesn't. I mean, I just speak in layman's terms. He just doesn't cut loose very well. I mean, somebody's got to get him to cut loose. Whip it. I mean, throw it downfield.
Whip it good.
I mean, just come on, man. I mean, he kind of wishes the ball a little bit. I don't understand.
Well, Florida State doesn't have their star receiver from last year. Keon Coleman is now in the NFL with the Bills, I believe.
This show is sponsored by BetterHelp. We all have our self-care non-negotiables. For some people, it's getting enough sleep, eating a fulfilling breakfast, or never skipping leg day. However, a non-negotiable we should all consider is never skipping therapy day. When your schedule is packed with kids' activities, big work projects, and more, it's easy to let your priorities slip. But when you feel like you have no time for yourself, non-negotiables like therapy are more important than ever. It's helpful to learn positive coping skills and how to set boundaries to empower you to be the best version of yourself. If you're thinking of starting therapy, give BetterHelp a try. It's entirely online, designed to be convenient, flexible, and suited to your schedule. Just fill out a brief questionnaire to get matched with a licensed therapist and switch therapists anytime for no additional charge. Never skip therapy day with BetterHelp. Visit BetterHelp.com/earlybreak today to get 10% off your first month. That's BetterHelp, HELP.com/earlybreak.
Have you seen Chuck Norris lately? He's still kicking butt and staying active well into his 80s. What's even more shocking is he looks more jacked than ever and seems to have more energy than guys half his age. And it's all thanks to Morning Kick, a revolutionary new daily drink from Roundhouse Provisions that combines ultra-potent greens like spirulina and kale with probiotics, prebiotics, collagen, and even ashwagandha. Just mix with water, stir, and enjoy. Unlike other green drinks out there, this one tastes exactly like strawberry lemonade and has hundreds of five-star reviews. Go to roundhouseprovisions.com/save44 for up to 44% off your regular priced order. Plus, every purchase is backed by a 90-day money-back guarantee. So if you want to experience smoother digestion, a boost of energy, and just an overall healthier body, then go to roundhouseprovisions.com/save44 today. These statements have not been evaluated by the Food and Drug Administration. This product is not intended to diagnose, treat, cure, or prevent any disease. Results can vary.
When you need mealtime inspiration, it's worth shopping Kroger. For thousands of appetizing ingredients that inspire countless mouthwatering meals. And no matter what tasty choice you make, you'll enjoy our everyday low prices, plus extra ways to save, like digital coupons worth over $600 each week, and up to $1 off per gallon at the pump with points. So you can get big flavors and big savings. Kroger, fresh for everyone. Fuel restrictions apply.
That's exactly
right. Just think about that.
He was a stud.
He was the number one quarterback. The number two quarterback was C.J. Stroud. C.J. Stroud. The career's going a little different. C.J. Stroud's now one of the top 10 quarterbacks in the NFL. Yeah. Did an unbelievable job at Ohio State.
Yeah.
And went to one school. And D.J. is at his third school.
Third school. Big loss. He's got a lot on his shoulders. I feel kind of bad.
I do kind of feel for him also. Yeah. I do feel for him in that.
Because I guarantee you, the heat in Tallahassee is stifling.
I saw some of the message boards as far as screenshots. That was rough. It was very rough.
Yeah, but I can't imagine.
But when you play this game, it's going to get rough. That's just the way it is. It's just the way it is.
Especially with social media.
If you want to lift up Nebraska fans' spirits this weekend, Nebraska, again, If they simply go out there, they should push around UTEP, right? I mean, Nebraska is generally a bigger, better team.
Yeah, and UTEP's
than UTEP.
It's a first-year coach.
They've had a horrendous run of years. The last couple years have been bad at UTEP. Yeah. Bad. bad mm-hmm. at UTEP. So Nebraska, again, if they go out there and move the guys on the O-line, the defensive line gets pushed around, the line, big holes for the running backs, and Royal's got time to throw. And then also, hey, make all your extra points. Make a field goal or two.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, you don't know who the field...
Simple things here could bring some optimism, some more positive vibes here.
Yeah. You don't know who's going to kick right now. I mean, they probably won't name that till later in the week. Alvano or John.
What's your lean on that? What's your gut tell you?
Probably John Hole.
For the first game?
Yeah. That's what it feels like it's going. Alvano, yeah. I mean, Alvano's kicking. I just don't know if he can get to 100%. He won't kick off no matter what. And I don't know. Well, I mean, I'm just telling you what Rule said. Rule said on Friday, he doesn't know. That it'll be later in the week before they know.
What's your immediate access this week?
Ooh, good question.
Today
is Monday.
Today and we
talking, this is it for the week?
And tomorrow. And then Thursday. Today, tomorrow, Thursday.
Today they have their normal press conference, is that right? The Monday
press conference? It's just Rule today. And then tomorrow's the coordinators and players.
Okay. And Friday.
Thursday.
Yeah. Okay. I always get confused. It's been a couple years it's been over there.
Yeah, not Thursday. Or not Friday. So yeah, today. Rule today.
Nice.
Someone points out on
the text line.
Heavy in Kansas says this, going back to Georgia Tech real quick. You know, we're going back and forth. He says, with the new concept of the 12-team playoff, if Georgia Tech goes 9-3 and beats Georgia, do they make it to the playoffs?
There's just too many scenarios that go in between.
They don't know.
There's too many variables.
But
would they have a chance? Yes, they would have a chance.
You beat FSU and Georgia in the same year?
Yeah,
that's pretty solid.
Oh, God.
That's pretty significant. Yeah.
That'd be incredible.
Remember, they played Georgia very tough last year.
They did.
What was the score?
They played them very, I don't know. It was a very close game. It was a very close game. Oh. Maybe at the very end it got away, but all I know is they played them very...
I got it.
They played them about as good as anybody did last year. Now, it may have gotten away a little late in the game, but the game was very much...
Oh, it was close. You're right. 31-23.
So, one score game.
Yeah. God dang. Yeah. Interesting.
Take from Scott on YouTube, like talking about the ACC in general, says you could have Miami, Clemson, Florida State, and North Carolina all be 0-1 after week one. Bad time for the ACC. Now, their schedule, Florida State is 0-1 with the loss to Georgia Tech. Miami plays at Florida.
That's going to be a great
game. On Saturday. Miami is
mayhem game.
Miami is a 2.5-point favorite, and they're ranked 19th in the country. Florida unranked, of course. Then you look at Clemson plays at Georgia. 13.5-point dogs.
That's
at
a tough
Georgia.
One. Yep.
And then North Carolina, who do they play?
Minnesota.
They play Minnesota. That game is on Thursday night, and the UNC,
that would shock me if they
UNC
lost that.
On the road is a 1.5-point favorite at Minnesota on Thursday night.
Really? I think a lot higher than that. I think North Carolina has the advantage in that game.
The Noles come back and play Boston College.
Monday night. Where's that game at?
Oh, God, you're right. It's Monday night. Monday night.
Labor Day.
It's in Doak. Yes. It's at Doak Campbell.
Is it?
Yeah, so they come back, and then their schedule's not too bad. Boston College, and then they play Memphis at Doak. Then they play Cal at Doak. They should get back on their feet. SMU, they play at SMU. SMU, by the way, just... I don't know if you watch that game against Nevada. They weren't ready to
there
play.
They were not. There was one thing that happened in the game. Quarterback made a couple throws, but the tight end.
Preston Stone.
The tight end.
R.J. Maryland.
Number 82.
R.J. Maryland.
Was phenomenal. His name was phenomenal. I'm watching
Maryland.
Him, and I'm like, this guy's at SMU. If you looked at him, it's like, no, this.
This is Russell Maryland's boy.
Yeah. Really? Is it really?
Yeah.
He's unbelievable.
Yeah.
He's unbelievable.
Yeah, he had like.
Oh, God. Here's his stats.
How is he not playing? When I'm watching the game, I go, there's one thing the difference here.
He's a daddy.
They couldn't cover him.
No, they couldn't.
8 catches, 162 yards, and a touchdown
for
Maryland in that game.
They'd flex him out, and they couldn't cover him.
Couldn't
and
cover
that's
him
how
one
they
on
won
one.
The
they
game.
They tried covering him one-on-one.
Yeah. Yeah.
They tried man against him. Preston Stone said that in the postgame. I don't know why they were trying to play man on R.J. Maryland. But they were. Yeah, he's good. Yeah, Russell's boy.
I'm almost curious at this point who watched more football. I mean, it sounds like, Sip, you watched quite
watched
a bit on
Saturday.
I watched
almost the entire Nevada SMU game. I kind of dozed off late. I was really interested in that game. I thought Nevada looked good. It's scary. Nevada's terrible the last 2 years. They've won 4 conference games the last 2 years, but they overhauled their roster. UTEP overhauled its roster. You can't say they're going to be terrible because you don't know.
Nope.
I mean, you would have said Nevada, they were a 27.5 point dog.
Correct.
They overhauled their roster, had 34 new guys. I mean, they looked pretty good to me. Nevada looked like they give a lot of teams trouble.
I'm not sure where the quarterback from New Mexico is from. Dampier, is that his name?
New Mexico.
Really good. If when he's playing against you, you're going like, there's a lot of teams going, oh, I wish we had him.
Devin Dampier, yep.
Yes, I'm not sure where he's from, but he's a quarterback. And that's what gave him a chance. That's why they had a lot of things going on.
Devin Dampier was the quarterback there last year also. Well, he played last year. He was not the starter, Pierre. Just was the...
He's a really good player. It was impressive. So like you said, you don't know who the quarterback will be for UTEP. Anybody probably has any idea? Is he a transfer? Someone's been there. But you get a quarterback that has some mobility, like you saw from New Mexico. It's like, oh, whoa, hang on here. A few things could happen, that's for sure. And then you have all the new things going on. You have the new stuff with the technology. You have the green dot helmet. You have a lot of things going on that are interesting to see what that is new for everyone. That would be a lot. So like I said, there'll be a lot of little things. Advantage Nebraska being at home and not having to worry about any sort of travel situations.
Mm-hmm. Delaware State had travel problems, and they're still tied 14-0 third quarter.
Hawaii.
And we're proud of them. We're proud of you, Delaware State. Yeah. No one gave you a chance. You lost by 21, but you tied up early third quarter. No one gave
that
a chance.
That had to be nuts. I can't imagine. They played in front of 10,000 fans.
Is that what it was?
10,000.
They were a day or two late getting there, yes. What they were supposed to.
Is that a good crowd in Hawaii?
Well, they play on that on-campus venue now. That they can only seats like 16,000 or something like that. It's not too bad of a crowud. It wouldn't be too bad of a crowd that they had. The old, like I said, Aloha Stadium was incredible. It was really awkward feeling. It was very big it was also a combination baseball field. And it was just bizarre feeling when you walked into it, but it was kind of cool. They used to have the Pro Bowl there.
Nevada drew 20,000. Didn't look like a very good crowd. It said 20,000. It didn't look like 20,000. SMU was sleepwalked into that place. It's a good example. If that's what happens when you go to a place like Nevada, crowding going to get you charged up. SMU was really disappointing.
Announced attendance, or at least listed attendance, for the Hawaii game was 12,000.
12,000.
That's it for Hawaii. Before we get to break, when you work in IT, there's three words you don't want to hear. Bill, what is that?
I've been hacked.
Don't want to hear that, Sip. But you know what? It won't happen with Applied Connective Technologies. Nebraska's preferred tech partner. All 93 counties, one team, all your tech solutions. They manage IT and cybersecurity, phone systems, physical security, infrastructure, audio, video, and more. You can check them out at AppliedConnective.com or call them at 866-358-0109 for a free consultation.
Based out of Albion, but they're right here in Lincoln, Nebraska, too. They've got their remote office here, and they are ready to go.
Where's that office at?
Somewhere. I don't know where it's at.
I'm pretty sure it's Haymarket area, but I'm pretty sure it's Haymarket area. They will come see you, free consultation. They'll take you to lunch, you name it, whatever you want. They're doing an incredible job. And like I said, 99.9% retention rate. And Steve said last week that who's never not been retained, good chance it's a death.
Just death.
Death may have stopped and somebody didn't know. Well, who do we use? I don't know. It's not written down in a note, so we'll just move on to someone else. They didn't know. Someone died.
Simple mistake, really.
What do you do if someone dies?
Yeah.
AppliedConnective.com. Again, 866-358-0109. When we come back, Deion Sanders is not allowing questions to somebody anymore in Colorado. Who could that person
censorship
be? That's next on Early Break on the Ticket.
When you need mealtime inspiration, it's worth shopping Kroger. For thousands of appetizing ingredients that inspire countless mouthwatering meals. And no matter what tasty choice you make, you'll enjoy our everyday low prices. Plus, extra ways to save, like digital coupons worth over $600 each week. And up to $1 off per gallon at the pump with points. So you can get big flavors and big savings. Kroger, fresh for everyone. Fuel restrictions apply.